I'm going to say something that everyone reading this will agree with because we've all felt it in one way or another. Vacation time never seems to be long enough. Of course, it's that old adage, right? Time flies when you're having fun. Whether it's a few days, a week, maybe two, the holidays will jet by at the snap of your fingers and before you know it, you're looking back on the time spent while a return to the office awaits you in the morning. That's how it is for us here at the paper. We're back in the office after a nice two-week summer break, one that I feel was very well earned and well needed. It came at the right time and for me, it was an opportunity to make good on a promise I made myself last summer. I told myself that I was going to make the summer of 2022 count in order to make up for the mournful, depressive state that I found myself in last year. Looking back on it now, I think I did just that. My brother Brendan and I had a lot of fun and I even think it made us feel closer. In the time since our mom passed away, we've kind of leaned on each other, and this was a time in which we were able to get out and do and see some different things and make some memories. The funny thing is it actually started for us before either one of us was done work for our respective breaks. On the Friday before, we drove over to Manitou Beach to see the sights, grab some grub, and watch a couple of Friday the 13th movies at the drive-in movie theater. Brendan had never been to Manitou, so I showed him around. Very unique place that I think flies under the radar of a lot of people. On our last day of work, I was to motor over to Rosetown to grab some Chinese takeout to take home. I was running a wee bit late in getting out of here, so we ate a little later than anticipated, but it was all good. Love that Great Wall Express food. Of course, no summer break is complete without starting it off by watching the John Candy and Dan Aykroyd classic, The Great Outdoors. We ate, we laughed, and we enjoyed being able to say, check y'all later, to our respective places of work for a couple of weeks. On Wednesday, we threw some clothes in the back seat and hit the road for Candle Lake. Although I'm sure it was special for Brendan, this day was very special for me because my mission for the day was kind of twofold. One, I felt like I needed to right a wrong from last summer, when I felt those dark feelings overwhelm me and everything about Candle just felt off. And two, it was the first time we were back up there since both my brothers and I scattered a handful of mom's ashes into the water. I'm very happy to say that everything about the day up there was delightful and lighthearted. We met our niece Chantelle at Wascatina Beach upon arriving, stopping for a visit before she resumed her work over at Camp Thunderbird. We looked out over the beach for a while before we took a drive around the area, seeing the sights and just taking it all in. We stopped in at Emma's kitchen for supper, checking out the new restaurant before then grabbing some ice cream for dessert from the craft. I've never had a grape milkshake before, not bad. Of course, the main event, as it were, was an evening swim in Candle Lake itself. Let me tell you, folks, maybe it was the fact that it had been a pretty warm few days leading up to it, without a whole lot of wind, but that water was the most calm, warm and inviting as it's ever been, in my book. You know that period of a few minutes when you walk into a lake or river and you need some time for your body to acclimate to the temperature of the water? There was none of that on this evening. As the sun was starting its descent, casting a warm glow over the shimmering surface, I just felt so good. The water was perfect, the environment was so inviting, and everything about the scene was picturesque. It's for reasons like that that I always make a day up there at Candle the first thing on my summer break itinerary. It just always finds a way to set the right tone. How else did we spend our summer vacation? Well, we also went to the Ryder game on July 29th, where the boys fought hard but ultimately lost to the BC Lions. Oh well, at least Brendan got on TSN with his Ryder flag as we were in the Pill Country section, so he was happy with that. During the first few days of August, we ventured out west, visiting with family out in Calgary. It was my first time back in the city since my family celebrated Christmas out there in 2017, so I was perhaps overdue for a return. We stayed at my brother John and sister-in-law Vary's and they couldn't have been nicer or more gracious hosts. Brendan and I visited the Calgary Zoo, the TELUS Spark Science Center, and Studio Bell, also known as the National Music Center. When we weren't sightseeing, we visited with other family such as our cousins Sandy and Cheryl, Uncle Vic and Aunt Shirley. It was a great few days, but I actually have to say that I think I enjoyed our drive home just as much. We stopped in at Drumheller on the way back and Brendan finally got to experience the Royal Tyrrell Museum, basically known as Dinosaur Bone Central. We grabbed a bite in Hana, gassed up in Oyen, and before we knew it, we were back home. I have to say, there was a brief block of time when I was driving that I'll always remember because the skies were putting on quite a show. It was just outside of Kindersley when suddenly we were being covered by a massive gray cloud, signaling some thunder and rain. Only thing is, it didn't come. The cloud was apparently just for show. It was funny because while we had this gray mass hanging over top of us, if you looked to the northwest, it was still sunny and blue skies. It made for an interesting dynamic up above, and soon we were back under the blue and clear sky. The sun was starting to set, and I remember thinking as we were soon approaching the Rosetown vicinity, man, I wish I could pull over and grab the camera. The sky was just gorgeous on this evening, my friends. The stuff postcards are made of. It truly was beautiful, and I can't think of a better way to end our Alberta trip than by rural Saskatchewan welcoming us back with such an eye-catching display in the skies. It was a great summer break away from work, but the summer's not over yet. I plan to make some more memories. I hope that you're doing the same. For this week, that's been the Ruttle Report.